Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative, welcome in, and that is a glowing piece in the Federalist.
That was a very flattering piece.
Well, on one of the most important things to get involved in, so your case is similar with Biden to, for listeners, the Zuckerbucks. What exactly are you probing or challenging?
So we filed our case back in, I believe it was February now, and it's a civil rights case as legislators, saying that the executive branch, President Biden, Governor Shapiro, and the Department of State usurped our constitutional rights. These were rights that were delegated to us as legislators that can't be given away, that they can't take, and these are specifically designated in the Constitution, time, place, and manner. So it was Shapiro's automatic voter registration, the president's executive order that made basically charged all of his state agencies to go out and do voter registration drives, and you also had your you also had the Secretary of State at the time who did an order. I apologize. Who did an order that basically told the counties to not follow the law.
Okay. So the most consequential, though, according to the Federalist, but that's quite an array of them, is the so-called Biden bucks, where we're marshaling the entire federal government. You're given what you're trying to do there. Where does that stand right now?
Okay. So the so once we filed the case on that, so it went to the third district court. The judge read it, and she said, no, you don't have standing as legislators on behalf of the entire General Assembly. We believe she's wrong, so we have filed a motion to reconsider, and we have also filed a petition. It essentially says, you know, we want an emergency hearing by the Supreme Court on this issue of standing. This is an issue. This issue of standing, when they say there have been no cases that have been found on election, most of those cases were thrown out on technicality, and numerous cases were on this issue of standing. Do we have standing as state legislators and as the candidate? And that's something that the Supreme Court has not answered, and it's something that needs to be answered because there have been conflicting decisions.
Well, I would say, Representative, and we saw this in 2020, if the Supreme Court really is going to be the institution they should, to your point, they have to step into this and a myriad of other issues. If they balk, if they let this go on, we're not going to have any confidence in this election. They are the ultimate body. They have to be involved early and often on this. They neglected it in 2020. Now, this would serve as a model then, particularly in the other swing states, if you get traction with this. That's what the Federalist says. And I couldn't agree with you more. Give me, since you're in the forefront of this in Pennsylvania, where we are here in Pennsylvania, this is a big thing you're doing with Biden. How are you feeling versus 2020 on the issue of defense? That would mean election integrity. How are you feeling things are going?
Well, from the judicial standpoint, I don't feel like it's going well. I mean, this is one of, you know, another Hail Mary that we're throwing here, trying to get in a better position before the general election in November. But there have been little changes at the state level, and you have all of this ambiguity, and you have, so while we do delegate our powers as legislators to the executive to promulgate laws or administer laws, we never delegate the authority to break the law, to not follow the law, number one. Number two, agencies do not have the power to interpret the law, and that's what they continuously do. Oh, well, we believe, we understand what you wrote to mean X, Y, Z. Where the law is not clear, they must take it to the court. And they did that numerous times in 2020 when the law wasn't what they wanted it to be, right? They ran to the Supreme Court because we have this thing called King's Bench power, ran to the Supreme Court and asked for a decision. And that's how we got our drop boxes, because our statute as written does not provide for drop boxes. But what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did was said, oh, well, we believe those are satellite offices. And those are provided for in statute. Therefore, you are allowed to have drop boxes.
So what's the remedy?
Trying to stop those things.
Yeah, so that's it exactly. Now, how do you feel on the offense side? I haven't asked you, so I don't know. People like Doug Mastriano, we had Scott Perry on, President Trump over the weekend. I've been saying, look, it's regrettable that we got to this point with Act 77, et cetera, but that if we don't do mail-in balloting effectively, somewhat effectively, we don't have much of a chance here. How do you feel about that?
So I believe there's been a full throttle on mail-in ballots. I'm not sure that that's what's going to win or lose this election, frankly, but where I believe the ground game needs to be is all boots on the ground, right? You be a minority inspector, a majority inspector. All the candidates need to have their delegates in observing the canvassing of the ballots, and that includes all of those mail-in ballots, right? Getting these numbers, requiring the counties to follow the law and to actually reconcile before certifying any election numbers, because we have this continuous contradiction almost in every election where they certify one number, but it's not reflected in the state's SURE system. And one time the secretary will say, yes, that's where we're getting all our data from. The next time, oh, no, it's individual counties. You can't have it both ways. And so knowing all of these things in advance, knowing what we're supposed to be looking for, documenting it, that's going to be our offense.
How about you mentioned Governor Shapiro, and ominously, and you're aware of this, I think listeners are a little bit. This is months before the general election. He rolls this out in connection with Homeland Security, cybersecurity, and these others. I would tell you, you would be one of the top three targets where they're going to say misinformation and maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right up there. You know, when I look across Pennsylvania, as far as mainstream people, not people that are on the outlier, you're ahead of the Freedom Caucus. You're a fountain of misinformation. Josh Shapiro's probably got a big bulletin board up there with, like, the mob, you know, and they got Dawn Kiefer's face up there.
And that's not the only reason that they came up with those commissions. In my opinion, I've been following that very, very closely. And if you look within the last month or so, all of a sudden they're running this narrative, and it's a concerted effort of all the threats. The high level of threats against election workers, it's a very, contentious atmosphere that's out there, and we're losing them. There's a high turnover, and it's this narrative over and over again. The Brennan Center did an article on it, and it's based upon feelings. Like, since 2020, there have been 16 prosecutions for election threats or harassment. So it's a false narrative that's out there that's scaring our election workers away, or that's putting this whole look how anxious and the vitriol that's out there. They're ginning this up, in my opinion. They're provoking it as part of that task force. I don't think the task force is just to go after what they're going to classify as mis or disinformation, right? Anything that challenges them, regardless of facts, is misinformation or disinformation. God forbid, anybody actually look to see what happened. I'm just asking for the numbers to add up. It's fundamentals. It's 101, right? If my county certifies this number, right? If they tell me that, 200,000 people voted, I want to know who those 200,000 people are.
Representative, if you take a moment, too, for listeners, this is how much people are paying attention to this and how sharp this audience is. People call me and they throw out the term chain of custody a lot, and that's critical. Give me your thoughts on that. What happened in 2020 versus now? What can be done to ensure chain of custody once the ballots are moving, I guess, either electronically or otherwise, from one point to another? What do you say about that?
Absolutely. That is critical. And we have been challenging the Department of State in Pennsylvania on that chain of custody, which is all internal control, right? Systems of internal control that they need to have. It needs to be processes and procedures. You don't make it up as you go. These are all documented. This is what business does all the time. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars for these different accounting firms and logistical people to come in. There's no reason that we shouldn't have systems of internal control. And there are none in the Department of State. To this day, there are none. So for general guidance and directives to the county, just so you can make sure that, A, do I have that chain of custody? Can I tell you where that ballot is from point A to point B? Where are we at? Where are we at in that system? That's not a difficult thing to do. Amazon does it every damn day.
Yes. And, they certainly have a bigger task than that. They have a million items to deliver. Well, would you do this?
Right.
Keep my producer, Dan, in the loop on these ongoing things. I just wanted listeners to be aware the Freedom Caucus is out there, among others, playing these things well in advance of where we are. In your case, with the Biden bucks, is one of the biggest in the country. So thanks for what you're doing. Just update us, would you, of what goes on, anything you want to talk about. We're here.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.